A young transgender man from rural Ohio is challenging President Trump's attempt to keep him out of the military. While his case and three others move through the courts, Nicholas Talbot studies for his armed forces entry exam, works to get in shape for boot camp, and keeps up with chores on his family's farm. Martha Biebinger of member station WBUR met Talbot as he fed some chickens.
Red, brown, and speckled hens peck at early spring grass while they wait for Nick Talbot to dish out something more substantial inside the barn.
Oh, hello.
On weekdays, after the chickens, goat, and cows are all set, the 24-year-old Kent State grad heads through rolling hills to one of the schools where he's an all-grade substitute teacher. This being a Sunday, Talbot heads back into the farmhouse, where he sinks into the couch and his Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Test study guide.
It's a little bit of everything. General science, math, word knowledge, paragraph comprehension.
Talbot's scores on this entry-level test will help determine whether he makes the cut for one of his dream jobs, security forces or intelligence. Courts have ordered the military to enlist openly transgender recruits, while four lawsuits challenging President Trump's ban proceed. So Talbot submitted intake forms and his medical records.
And of course, being trans, they wanted paperwork related to that as well.
Letters from a counselor and doctors stating that Talbot has been stable in his gender identity for at least 18 months and does not need any additional surgery.
I've been seeing the same doctor for about 5 years now, so I definitely made that 18 months.
His dog, Lily, who rules the farm, announces the arrival of Talbot's buddy, James Napierkowski, who's already in the Ohio National Guard.
So how have you been, man?
How are you?
Great to see you.
The two friends, roughly the same medium height and lean-muscled build, both with short-cropped hair, trade tips on running, video games, and Talbot's future in the military. He started the application process 17 months ago and has put off grad school. The wait, with policy changes and court battles, is hard. Napierkowski offers pep talks.
Till things get sorted out one way or another, just keep pushing and eventually you'll break through, hopefully.
Napierkowski, who is 22 and not trans, has heard the claim that transgender troops would be a disruption. President Trump tweeted that argument last year. His press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, repeated it later that day.
And based on consultation that he's had with his national security team, came to the conclusion that it erodes military readiness and unit cohesion.
Pentagon recommendations released in March, which would effectively ban transgender troops, make the same argument. To Napierkowski, that sounds like the claim once used to keep women and openly gay service members out.
Both times it's proved to not be disruptive at all and only bring in more qualified people into the military who just want to help and can help.
So we want to take a right at this stop sign?
Talbot drives to a gym most days to prepare for the rigor of boot camp.
I want to pass, you know, some of the higher standards for honor graduate and, you know, really just blow things out of the water.
Talbot says he realizes he'll be under a spotlight, answering lots of questions about being transgender.
There are going to be situations where it's going to be very obvious that I'm trans in the showers and that sort of thing, but my purpose is to put on that uniform and do my job and serve my country. That's what it's all about. It's not about what you look like under that uniform.
Talbot shopped around until he found a recruiter who was open to his service. That recruiter happened to be with the Air National Guard, so that's where Talbot is enlisting.
You know, he was the one who said, wow, this is awesome, I've never done this before. And that's the kind of attitude that I would really expect from the military.
Talbot's pal Napierkowski says having openly trans troops will be new and take some getting used to.
I think once they realize, like, they're just people like everyone else, it'd be just fine and, like, be very beneficial.
That's what Talbot wants, for the military to give him a chance.
I want to serve my country, I want to serve the people in this country, and I want to serve the Constitution of the United States, no matter who is in office in our government.
More motions in Talbot's case are due in federal court tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Gaivers, Ohio.